Yes, hello and welcome once again. I'm Max Ratt, and this is the Max Ratt Radio Show. And it's a special Super Bowl edition, Fuck Fantasy Football Forum. It's the final show of the year, G-Man. I'm here with the guru himself.
Am I allowed to talk now? Okay,
Let's just do our quick introduction of the G-Man like we do every week.
From coast to coast, in every state of the Union, the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
G-Man! And G-Man's back here. We'll give you one more clip before we start. And here we go.
Close me up on what ground? I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Let me do that again because it came in low.
How can you close me up on what ground? I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
There you go, G-Man. And, okay, G-Man, welcome to the show. It's our last show. We did them all this year. Well, we missed a couple, but we got a lot of shit games in here this year.
Yes.
What's the record?
The record on the season is, you know, I'm a little disappointed with it, but it's 31-24. But, you know, whatever. It's not, right. You know, it seems like we took more stinging beats than lucky wins, but I guess it always seems that way.
Yeah, but I will give you credit that it seemed like we took more tough beats.
Jets plus four a week and a half ago against Pittsburgh.
Very few of the wins were like, so
the wins were like landslides. But anyway, that theme song from Gabo just leaves us howling every time we hear it. It's just too crazy.
What a great job he did on that.
Anyway, but we're going to...
Let's talk about next week. Let's start off with a song we'll talk about next week.
Alrighty.
Okay. I mean last week.
Right. You're going to relive that. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Bumming friend about his friend gambling or something. Is that what it is? I don't know. Oh, I can't believe he's gambling again. Is that it? It's like, oh, huff.
Bob Seger being a little bit of a lame prep.
Bob Seger doing the James at 15 role, bummed out his friends at the tables? Is that what that is?
So it seems like that. All right, last week, G-Man, we took a couple of... It was rough.
It was
2 weeks ago.
It was a week and a half ago. We went one and two. We gave out Green Bay against Chicago, which was a winner. We did not give out in the second half under 20 and a half, but we bet it. And a 400-pound dancing bear lineman picks off a pass and runs it in. They score two touchdowns in a minute and a half, and they score 21. So it was a stinger.
And
then it cascaded into the Jets plus four against the Steelers, and they score the touchdown. They don't go for two, which is somewhat understandable when you're down 6 points. You can say kick the extra. But the truth is the Jets were outplayed. The home zebra fest only took place early on, and then it subsided, and the Steelers ran the ball down their throats in the first half to take a commanding 21-3 lead. And ultimately it was 24-3. Ultimately, the Jets' penchant to hand the ball off to Tomlinson did them in when LeSean Green was like a wrecking ball. And on a key 4th-and-2 play from the 4th-and-a-long-1 from the goal line, they went to Tomlinson, and he was predictably snuffed.
Yeah, but it was 1st-and-goal.
I had no problem with throwing on the first two plays. I didn't have a problem with that because they're expecting you to smush it into the line, and you really can't run in Pittsburgh. But anyway,
I'll tell you what, though, dude. The Jet game a little bit less, although. If you know, as far as my fixing the games go, that Chicago game was
fixed for what though? I don't understand what it was fixed for.
Well, I was trying to figure that out. I mean, well, and I
fixed
think
that
has to do with political reasons, and I think that.
But fixed for what? Green Bay won.
Well, the teams that went in are the two smallest market teams in the NFL versus.
Well, one of them has to win no matter what.
Large market teams. Now, what the reason is, why would they want the two small market teams in instead of the two large market teams? I don't know, except for the only thing I could think of this week when I was trying to think of that, why, I was thinking that maybe it's because they don't want you focusing on the Super Bowl. They want you focusing on Egypt or some shit like that, you know?
I don't think it's fixed, the shape of the ball, it's like saying they fixed the
Taking Cutler out was weird, and then he said right after the game, and then he said that they took him out, he didn't take himself out, and then I tried to find that interview, and I can't even, they took it off the internet.
So they fixed it for Green Bay?
Well, Green Bay looked like was playing the better game anyway. But
they were up 14-0. It should have been 28-0.
Okay, and then that interception at the end of the game.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the one that cost me
it
my second
It looked like
Laney
threw it right to him. If you look at, I looked at that thing over and over. First of all, what's a 350-pound dude backing up into coverage for? Okay, I've never seen that before in my life.
Just a fluke play.
And then Laney lobbed it to him. He lobbed it to him. Anyway.
Green Bay was the better team. They're up 14-0.
Even the Jets going down 24-0 was bizarre to me.
That week we went 1-2. We had Green Bay. We had the Green Bay over. We were leery of the weather, and the weather didn't help. It was like 15 degrees in Chicago with light winds. The real problem with that was McCarthy, the Green Bay coach, tends to sit on his lead and coach every team into it. 3 weeks in a row, he coached Philadelphia in. He didn't really coach Atlanta back into it when they were behind, but he almost lost the Philadelphia game because Green Bay went down to Philly and they destroyed them for the first three quarters. And all of a sudden, Vic is one pass away from pulling a win. And a lot of coaches in the NFL have this problem. They can't coach with a lead. They tend to get too conservative. They go into a run-run
pass. Play
not
to lose.
play not to lose, run, third and seven, pass, punt, watch the clock. Baltimore did this against Pittsburgh. They took a knee up 14 points before the half from the 33-yard line. They started watching the clock. The game wasn't even half over yet. And it's like one team starts playing on the attack and the other team starts playing back on their heels. And no matter how good a defense is, you can't play back on your heels.
That's what you want.
And then a quarterback gets in a rhythm and momentum, you'd lose shifts. Momentum. And momentum is worth 14 to 17 points. I mean, when Ray...
A game or a half?
Just in general. When Ray Rice fumbled, Baltimore in the third quarter was up 14 points. And I'm watching the game and I said, this is an even game right now. Because Pittsburgh's going to score. They're going to be down seven. The people are going to be waving their towels. The home zebras are going to be frothed up into a rabid Wolverine fest, which they were. And it's going to be a tie game before you know it. And that's exactly what happened. And ultimately, Pittsburgh wound up winning the game by seven after getting seven cracks inside the five-yard line, courtesy of a revved-up home zebra calling a defensive holding from a lineman, a rare call. Like, why would a defensive lineman hold anyone? You never see that.
Again, that's that home zebra fixer-ruski.
Well, you know what? It's a listen, if you're a zebra and... Your epitaph at your funeral, they're gonna show a clip of you making a dramatic first down call for the home team, and everyone cheers. That's your highlight. That's what you live for, to make a dramatic call a la Dick Bavetta, you know, and the home team cheers.
First down.
They don't even know it, but Sports Illustrated had that great article 2 weeks ago. And it talked about the discrepancy of home penalties versus road penalties, which is the essence of home field advantage. It has nothing to do with the decibel level of the crowd. It has nothing to do with shooting.
It's all about home zebras.
It's all about home zebras, sadly enough.
Picture this.
You're in Pittsburgh, and Neil O'Donnell drops back for a pass. The guy drops it. The fans boo,
and then the
flag
the
comes.
League, I think the league rigs those games like that just because it's good for the league. It's good for, you know, to keep games close, to keep people interested. It makes more money for everybody when the game goes into the fourth quarter.
Now, home zebraism is they can be up 28-0, and the home zebras are still ruining the game, believe me. But anyway, let's focus on this week because we have been excited.
Why don't you just give us a quick rundown on what you did in the Pro Bowl?
I'd rather not do that on air.
Okay.
But we had the over, and it was 55-41. I was incredulous at one point.
So they scored a bunch of points in the second
half. They scored 96. Yeah, but it was a little bit of a sweat getting the over 34 home in the second half. And nice. On air, I would be reluctant to admit having any action on the Pro Bowl, but where there's an edge, there's an edge. But I just did.
I just blew up your spot.
But you know what, though? Fuck it. We went there. I'm going to go there. The AFC was down 42-7 at the half. And at one point, they were down 42-0. And the Pro Bowl has become a mockery because they're not even tackling anymore.
Right, because the defensive guys don't want to get hurt.
Right, but no one wants to get hurt. But still, you know, if you look at the last 10 Pro Bowls, it's not as simple as saying, oh, put the over in the Pro Bowl.
Right,
because five have gone over and five have gone under. So it's not a slam dunk. The number opened 63. It went up to 66.5. But this is interesting. The AFC was down 42-7 at the half in a pick 'em game. So what do you make the second half line? AFC was getting the second half kick. They were 4-point favorites. I mean, I said...
Maybe that line movement's telling you something, too. You
well,
know?
Yeah. I mean, I had my own opinion.
Telling people are slamming
I just
over.
Threw out the first half. And, people slammed the over. And I said, all right, I'm going to take the AFC minus four in the second half. And that's what I did. And fortunately, they won in the second half handily. Getting the second half kickoff is a huge edge in an offensive game. That's something you should think about. Who got the ball in the first half? And in a game like this, what happens is you're down 42-7. Most people would say, wow, you got to be nuts betting the team that's down 42-7. But the thing is, when the AFC got the kick and they took it in for a touchdown to make it 42-14, now I'm down 28 points. And I have the AFC plus points from this point on. So I have one team that's playing to end the game and not get hurt, and another team that's throwing the ball for pride. And ultimately, the AFC pulled within 17 points. And
what was the line on that game?
It was pick 'em at the outset in 66.5.
Right. So that's an over-under bet all the way. They don't know who's going to win that. You never know who's going to win that game.
For the most part, the line's going to be 3 or less in any direction.
But you might have good. I'll tell you what, if you went with the way the line moved, you might have been a tip-off
yep.
for the over-under.
Yeah, the over-under was 63 earlier in the week, 63.5 on Saturday. I grabbed it then, knowing that there was a good chance it was going to trend up. The winds were light. The winds can often be a factor in Hawaii, believe it or not. It's a windy place.
Cool. Well, okay, so we got the games last week. We got the last week's games in there. And we're going to come back to you with your picks for this week. Let's go to the song.
Picks and analysis.
I'm going to give you a good Muddy Waters song that you probably haven't heard because it's not one of his more popular ones, but it's truly a great one. So here it is.
She run away with the garbage man. Well, you know my sweet little baby. She run away with the garbage man. Please come back to me, honey, so you can empty my garbage can. I don't know where you've been, and I don't know where she going. Well, I don't know where this little girl been, I don't know where she going. Will you please come back to me, honey? My garbage can is overflowing. With my heart on cash.
come back to me, little girl, so you can empty my trash.
It would be so negative because I'd just be complaining how much I hate the Nets. And
yes, talking during the song, we're talking about the NBA betting show, but that's still in the works, folks.
It's not happening.
Special.
The guru doesn't have the
NBA. Is there a fantasy NBA? Fantasy
absolutely.
Basketball? Sure.
There is. Of course. My man Schwabi recruited me for fantasy NBA. In the mid-80s, there's been for 20 years.
That's right.
Schwabi.
It's
like, yeah.
Ira, what's his name, too?
Ira's in Florida.
Okay, but he does. Remember Ira, the guy we played basketball with?
Yeah.
He used to do the fantasy football, right?
Did he do? I don't know. I didn't. Did not know
thing.
That.
So,
So, can we start talking about the game, or are we going to get clipped up?
I'll give you a quick clip.
You're going to clip me up.
Quick clip. But, you know what? I had a couple of funny ones here, but okay. You want to try this one? I don't know why, but it was just struck. Okay, so this is a band Super Bowl commercial, G-Man, and when they say band, they mean it's produced like a commercial, so it doesn't even look like. I mean, I'm not sure how they would.
What's
have
offensive
played.
About? It?
Wait till you see it. But it's you'll see. But I don't know how they even produced it like that because it can never. It didn't have to be banned. They were never going to put it on TV to start. But listen, it's kind of funny.
Hey man, where'd you get those chicken McNuggets at?
I got these at McDonald's for free.
For free?
For free.
You mean to tell me you got those delicious, tasty fried chicken McNuggets for free?
For free.
For free?
For free.
For free?
Motherfucker, take your ass to McDonald's. You hard of hearing or something? Shit.
I don't know, maybe
what
something
they gonna bleep it and turn it on or something? It's actually a good commercial.
I know. I think, but, I'll do it one more time for you.
Hey, man.
But maybe it's just...
Where'd you get those chicken McNuggets?
You know what? Maybe it's just somebody just make... this doesn't take much.
But were they having fun? Is this an outtake?
I think somebody's just playing around. It might be an outtake, or maybe somebody's just playing around, and it's not really a band Super Bowl commercial, but I don't know.
I got these at McDonald's for free.
For free?
For free.
You mean to tell me you got those delicious, tasty fried chicken McNuggets for free?
For free.
For free?
For free.
For free?
Motherfucker, take your ass to McDonald's. You hard of hearing or something? Shit.
All right, let's get to the freaking game, motherfucker. Okay. The Super Bowl, it's always exciting before kickoff on the Super Bowl, and I guess the 2 weeks of hype and so on and so forth. But hopefully this will be a good game and a couple of interesting angles in the works right now.
What are the lines on these games?
Green Bay's a 2.5 or 3-point favorite, depending on where.
And
the over-under opened 46, and it's down to 44 or 44.5. So one could argue that the smart money is on under. But we'll get to that more specifically later. There's been some pregame controversy in Green Bay about some of the players on injured reserve posing for the team photo. And Cro-Magnon Mike McCarthy, who some people are saying is coach of the year, was not letting some of the injured players in the team photo, which is completely asinine because all it did was create a ripple of negative karma throughout the team.
Yeah, why would he
and,
do that?
And this is an edge for Pittsburgh in the sense that Mike Tomlin is like, he's down there, he's like, look, we're going to have fun. We're here in business, but we're going to have fun. We've been here before. And Tomlin is, everyone likes him. He's a likable guy. He's a bright guy. He knows what not to touch and what to get involved in. And so in terms of handling the pregame hype and
Roethlisberger comes to play in these
games.
Well,
Roethlisberger has an intangible edge against Rodgers also. But that being said, are we going to go into my picks yet? Because I have two picks for the game.
Sure. Why don't we here? I'll give you a quick. Here's my favorite Vince Lombardi clip. As long as we're doing the Packers.
If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.
This is the famous power sweep of Green Bay. to Jim Taylor on a power sweep, cutting back to the 10. Taylor is in.
But meanwhile, it's really about Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball this year, or no?
I think it is. And
what's power sweep?
What's interesting is my first pick is geared towards that. Before I give the Super Bowl winner, I might as well give my total selection. Despite the fact that the smart money is on under, because it opened 46, it's down to 44. I think that both teams are well coached enough that in this day and age, when you're averaging 2.5 yards per running play and 9 yards per passing play, that both teams will not strive for balance, as Dan Dierdorf would say. Oh, you want to have balance? Oh, look at that, 23 rushing plays and 23 passing plays. Well, call me crazy, but if I'm getting 9 yards per pass and 2.5 yards per run, I'm going to throw a little more than I run. And I think that both these teams, Green Bay came out.
But the smart money's on the under.
Smart money's on the under. Green Bay came out and threw the ball in frigid Chicago on that first drive, and Rodgers marched them right down the field. They mixed in a couple of runs for 1 yard just to keep the quarterback from getting killed, basically. Right now, Rodgers is accurate, he's sharp, he's fast, he can buy time with quick feet, they call quick slants. And the weakness of Pittsburgh is their secondary, despite the fact that Polamalu is back there. He hasn't been the same since the injury. He can't be in four places at once.
He still was pretty all over the field last game.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, they got Jordy Nelson, they got Craig Jennings, they got Donald Driver, they got guys all over the place. You can't cover all these guys. And running the ball into the heart of the Pittsburgh defensive line is just sheer suicide, and Green Bay's smart enough to know that. I think this is one of these games where the coin toss is going to be big, because if Pittsburgh wins the toss and goes for a 9-minute field goal drive, that's what they're going to be looking for. But a lot of times, the team that looks to shorten the game, like the Giants did against Buffalo, it's sort of an admission that you're the inferior team and that you want a 3-quarter game instead of a 5-quarter game. And, you know, in this case, the coin toss is going to be important, because if you're rooting for Green Bay, you want them to have the ball and you want them to throw, and let them go down the field and score. So Pittsburgh doesn't turn this game into an ugly mosh pit under type scenario. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh, you know, they can throw, they can run. They ran the ball surprisingly well against the Jets. But this game is in the new Texas stadium.
Yeah, any inside on the Texas, on this stadium?
Yeah, it's a fast carpet. They're going to close the roof. And the last time the Green Bay played a game indoors with this offense crackling, they did not punt, and they put up 48 points against a good defense. So basically, the fact that this game is in a dorm and weather's not an issue, it favors the Packers. They're like an octopus on offense. They got guys all over the place catching the ball, and they've got this guy Starks running the ball is an improvement. But the truth of the matter is, it's all about Aaron Rodgers, and it's all about throwing. And actually, the other way, Pittsburgh can make plays. We all know how good Roethlisberger is, and they're going to make some plays too. And I think this is the last time these two teams played was in December of 2009, and in Pittsburgh on the slowest field in the league, it was 37-36. So
you're saying that that these teams score on each other?
Yes, and it's kind of like what happens a lot of times interconference games, due to the lack of familiarity between the opponents, helps them offensively, and because they're not quite sure what the other team's going to do offensively. And I think that this game, I think it's going over. I think that both teams are smart enough to pass, and Green Bay's been an over team recently, but they have played some real low-scoring games this year. They went to Detroit and they got shut out. They shut out the Jets. So the defense is good enough. They're a little bit Jekyll and Hyde. That being said, the only way to beat this Pittsburgh team is to spread them out. And they're going to spread them out, and they're going to throw, which is going to lean to the over. So we are giving an 8-star on a 1 to 10 star selection on over 44.
Okay. You know, one more thing, G-Man.
Hey.
Papa John's, okay, is doing a promotion where if the game goes to overtime, you get free pizza.
Okay, I guess that's sort of interesting.
Huh?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess
I
it's to make people watch the whole game, but I don't even know if that really makes sense like that. I don't know why.
Well,
why
I'll tell you why it makes sense, because I don't think any Super Bowl has gone to overtime.
What would you, if you were Papa John's, why would you promote the game, something like that?
Because you just talked about it. There's
to
a one
get people to watch. There's the game, a one the whole game.
There's 45 Super Bowls. I don't. None of them have gone to overtime. Correct or not?
I don't recall any going to overtime. Do you?
So the odds are like, the odds are probably 1 in 50
that he has to give away
and
free
they
pizza.
Got, and they got Max the Rat talking about
and
it
you
for
have to
free.
Register.
What
and
a great
register,
idea! And you got
to
register.
What
to do?
So, yeah, but they get your email. So
they're not giving away a free car. They're giving away a fucking pizza.
You can give away a million pizzas though if a million people register.
And what is the cost of an ad in the Super Bowl?
I guess it's just free advertising. It's free.
It's free advertising on a 50-to-1 shot. It's not like they're giving away a hole in one, a $20,000 car, and a hole in one. You know what I mean? It's like exactly. It's a fucking pizza, and they got you to talk about it, and it's not going to happen.
They did. Yes, they did.
So there's your answer right there. What a great idea from Papa John's.
Cool, but I'll tell you what though, when it does go overtime, it tends to go over.
Yeah, but it's not college rules.
There's no way to fix it overtime anyway, so I'm not going to even go there. I mean, I don't know how you're going to. That would be magical to fix the overtime like that. But anyway, you never know.
But we like the over.
It's beginning to look more and more like pro wrestling these sports these days.
Well, if you watch the Pro Bowl, you might say that.
Exactly. All right, so let's play a song. And okay, so what was your first pick? It was over.
Over 44.
Even though the smart money going against smart money.
Going against smart money. Call me stubborn.
Okay, but you are going with Papa John because
not really.
Against him.
Basically, think about it this way. This is a fast track. It's perfect conditions. Wind's not going to be an issue. This game's going over.
Cool. Well,
the last time Green Bay played indoors, they scored 80 points.
So you say this game's going the distance, and here we go.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes. The flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. Going for speed. She's all alone in a time.
And we went the distance this year, G-Man, and
I'm slightly disgruntled with the 31-24, but it's respectable.
Hey, it's above 500.
It's kind of an agonizing year in the sense that a lot of the key plays were a little bit snake bitten, like that Baltimore against Pittsburgh getting 3.5 a couple of weeks ago, where Pittsburgh invented the 21-point play aided by home zebras for the cover. And it was just, marred a really good weekend. You know, it could have been like a great weekend and with all kinds of winners and parlays. But anyway, it is what it is. And this isn't an easy racket. And so.
That's why I call it gambling. Yeah. And on that note, we can, on that note, here, let's play a clip for you.
Hey, Fred, open up.
What do you want?
Good sound.
How about a game of marbles, Fred?
Marbles? Come right in, boy. I need somebody to practice with. I have to get real good.
Why, Fred?
I got my reasons.
That's a great line, by the way, right?
Yeah.
I got my reasons. You know what the reason is? He's been gambling with Arnold, the paperboy, with the marbles. That's why he was wanting to brush up on. Okay, but here. Start. On that note, I'll start it again for you.
Is this the real Barney? Is this the original Barney, Mel Blanc?
It sounds like
Hey, yo, Fred, open up.
It's a good Barney.
How about a game of marbles, Fred?
Marbles? Come right in, boy. I need somebody to practice with. I have to get real good.
Why, Fred?
I got my reasons.
Tell you what, Fred. We'll play for a nickel if you want to bet.
Bet.
Fred loses it on that. Here's one more clip.
Hey, Juice. Is it all right if I call you Juice? Great. And listen, I was wondering if you could give me a little advice on how to murder a woman and get away with it.
Oh, cool. Look at that. Hey, Chris, go along.
Ah! Ah! Touchdown!
Good grief.
Little combination of Stewie's head looking like a football and O.J. Simpson just a dig right into him. With the murder, can you murder?
Did not
somebody?
The rat have an incident with OJ at a Super Bowl in a men's room?
Owes me.
He's your boy.
You know what?
He's your boy.
And you should say that because OJ Simpson still owes me $50,
right?
Yes.
How's that story go?
It was in 1986. It was at Super Bowl in Pasadena with
Denver
the Giants. Denver, yes,
nice.
Sir.
And good story in the men's room, right?
My friend's dad was like very famous. He invented G.I. Joe. Okay, his name was Stan Weston, right? And he got us tickets to the game. Actually got my own ticket, but he got us into this, like, the fanciest, we were in L.A., and we got on the guest list for the like, primoest party in all of Los Angeles, okay, the night before. And we went to this club, and it was like, I remember seeing Dolph Lundgren with the wraparound Porsche sunglasses on.
Yeah, right,
it was
right.
When he played Drago in the Rocky movie.
With his...
And so I go into the...
Tomboy chick.
I go into the bathroom, right?
At the party
at
or
the
at the
club,
Super
at
Bowl?
Club.
Oh,
it
so it wasn't at the Super Bowl, right?
It was a Super Bowl
it was
party.
A Super Bowl party in
club.
L.A.
I have no idea what the name of the club
OJ was rolling back then. He was all over the place.
So I go into the stall... And there's a man in the bathroom who sells like cologne and shit like that, you know. So I go in the stall and in the stall next to me, I hear this wrecked, drunken, worse than Joe Namath in the other clips that we did last week. But he's like,
was he
wrecked?
I didn't.
Wrecked,
I don't remember
drunk,
that.
Wrecked,
part.
Drunk. Like,
really? You,
like,
this is not a writer's embellishment.
No. He was wrecked, drunk. Wrecked, drunk. And I didn't know who it was. I just heard this guy screaming, and you know, in the stall next to me, like, and I said to the bathroom attendant guy, I said, who do you like, you know? And I hear the guy in the stall next to me.
He chimed in.
I said I'll bet anybody. I said I'll lay it. It was 12 points. The Giants were favored by 12.
Yes, they were. Right.
And I was like,
I took the
12.
Dog and
I
got
said,
slaughtered.
I'll lay 12 right now, right here.
What he said? He'll
I
lay
said,
12.
No, I said I would.
Oh, you said.
I said I'll take the Giants. Is that's my team. And the guy in the stall, drunken guy in the stall next to me, like, oh, well, the Giants are going to win, but they're not going to cover. That's what he said.
So, all right, that's a good analysis.
So he comes out of the, I come out of the store.
Monday Night Football,
and it's OJ. And OJ comes out. It's OJ, wrecked, drunk, and I'm like, I'll bet you right now, OJ, $50. And he's like, you got it, man. He's like, you know who I am. You know, you know, I wasn't going to be able to collect it, which I wasn't, but I didn't know that. Then he's like, you know who I am. I was like, gotcha, OJ, and I shook his hand, right?
But
the pretending guy was witness to the whole
right,
thing.
Right. You, to this day, you could see OJ, and then would probably remember
and
that
then,
incident,
and then,
actually.
Then, several years later, obviously.
You ran into him at Club Morocco on the east side or something?
Yeah, but that was and he was with,
night?
Yes,
were
and
you
he was
there?
With Nicole right. Brown, but that was obviously before she was murdered also, and Roy gave away my table to him. He asked me to get up out of my table, so I was like,
Vintage Roy, yes.
Vintage Roy. The guy was promoting the party. Asked me to get out of my table.
Yeah, right. I could
to
see
give
that.
OJ and right. Nicole.
And you were rolling good in those days. You were tough living with the ladies.
I didn't have a chance to get back. I didn't have a chance to ask him for my $50 back either, you know, because it was such a tumultuous situation. So anyway, so then the murder happens, and my mom calls me, and she's like, "Did you ever get your $50 from him?" And I was like, ha! "No." That was my first phone call I got when that murder came out. Was my mom asking me if I? She's. I was like, "Now I'm definitely not getting it, Mom."
All right, we digress. We digress.
Here's your family.
Can't make this shit up.
OJ,
that was at Club Morocco. I was actually there that night.
Okay, and let's get your pick, and then we're gonna go one more clip and a song, and that's gonna be the show today. So, what's your pick? Who's gonna win the Super Bowl, G-Man?
You know, despite the fact that Pittsburgh has a coaching edge and they'll handle the week better, I think that Green Bay just has too many weapons on offense, and they got a great defense too. And I think that they will win despite their coach coaching too conservatively in the second half when they're ahead. We like Green Bay in a high-scoring game. We like Green Bay. You know, we're looking at something like 38-24 Green Bay, something like that. I like Green Bay.
So it might end up being a shootout.
I think it's going to be a shootout. In these conditions, the offenses are too good, you know, and they're not going to be slamming. No one's establishing the run here, although if Pittsburgh comes out trying to slam Mendenhall into the line, to me it's an admission that we want to shorten this game and we're not good enough to beat you in a four-hour game.
And they're playing on the fast track in the new stadium.
Playing on the fast track. No one's dropping frozen brick cold footballs here. Too many weapons on offense in Green Bay. And, you know, if it comes down to a close game, I think Pittsburgh will have the edge on intangibles with Roethlisberger and his clutchness in general. But I think Green Bay is just, they're just too good right now on offense. They didn't even punt in the Atlanta game. And the only thing that held them back the next 2 weeks was weather. And they won those games. They weren't as close as they look. Last week, they really smacked the Bears around.
Not that the Bears are so great. Quarterback out of the game.
You know, on the other hand, Pittsburgh, they beat Baltimore. It was a close game. You know, they beat the Jets. You could argue that it wasn't as close as the 5-point finishing score, but I just think that Green Bay is they're just hitting on all cylinders right now.
They look like the team to beat, and funny how they're going to do it without Favre so quickly, you know. But
Could be.
Or they're going to have a chance to do it.
So Green Bay minus 2.5. We're going to go with a 5-star selection on that. We got 8 stars on over 44. We actually like the over better than Green Bay. I think there's just too much offense here.
So how many stars on the Green Bay?
5 stars.
Gotcha. Okay, here's one more clip.
Hello again, everyone. This is how it goes, Sal. We're awaiting the start of a preseason clash between Paul Brown's unbeaten Cincinnati Bengals and a rebuilding New York Jets football team. We have the pleasure of bringing in a new voice in the sportscasting horizon tonight, the winner of many journalism awards and I think perhaps the most knowledgeable and responsible sports columnist of them all, Mr. Oscar Madison.
Thanks, needle nose. Listen, Howard, is that a new jacket you've got on there, or did you just have the old one repainted?
Oscar, as an acknowledged expert on professional football, how do you see tonight's game?
A lot better than you do without your glasses, Four Eyes. I never miss your radio show. I never hear it, so I never miss it. Yes, sir, Howard, you've got a great voice. It grates on everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back for the opening kickoff in just one moment. That was just a little aren't you listening to the man?
What?
He's done nothing but say nice things to you. He's a pussycat.
He was nice, wasn't he?
Well, of course, and there you are insulting
him. I wasn't listening. I was paying attention to this.
He's rotten, Joseph. Tear him up. The man was so nice to you. You know what you just did?
What?
For the first time in broadcasting history, you've got an audience rooting for Howard Cosell.
Did you hear it? I tried to be nice, and what I got was a cut-rate, lowercase Don Rickles. The man is obviously an insensitive dope.
Yes, I heard it, and you're right. I thought you handled it beautifully. I thought you acted like a prince. As far as I'm concerned, Howard, whatever you do from now on is up to you. Handle it the way you want.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Horst Muehlman of the Cincinnati Bengals teeing up the ball for the kickoff. And I must say, Muehlman has quite an interesting story behind him, doesn't he, Oscar?
That's right, Howard. That's right. Muehlman is just one of the many fine soccer-style kickers we've got from Europe.
Didn't you once write in a column that the soccer-style kickers would never make it in the NFL, Madison?
Well, that was about 5 years ago. You know, they
of course, 20-20 hindsight. Number 12, Joe Namath, quarterback for the New York Jets. Out on the field now, ready to move his team. Namath has just thrown a 19-yard pass down the middle. What's your view of Namath this year, Madison?
Pretty good, Howard. Pretty good. That knee doesn't seem to be giving him that much trouble, huh?
Don't you remember that great exclusive of yours just 1 year ago announcing Joe Woolley's retirement from football?
Changed his mind.
Oh, never mind. A Jet lineman apparently injured on the play.
Oh, that was a great pass against a terrific Bengal defense.
How do you know it's a terrific defense?
Well, they play a great seven-man zone.
Who told you about it?
Nobody. I know all about zones. Where do you think I'm betting $100 and laying 7 points on the Bengal? I don't believe I said that.
Betting $100 and giving 7 points on the Bengals. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. A bare-faced admission of professional football wagering. I suspect, Madison, that the commissioner of the NFL, Alvin P. Rozelle, is awaiting your explanation.
Yeah, Alvin Pete Rozelle. That's what he called him.
Only Howard Cosell would go with that.
Cool. So, okay, let's play a song, and we're going to come back and wrap it up, and that'll be the show. But let's go back with one of our favorites from the from earlier shows.
This is just too good.
Classic.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. No, the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the things that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. And don't your feet get cold in the wintertime. The sky won't snow, the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. You're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Come down from your fences and open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. You better let somebody love you. You better let somebody love you before it's too late.
All right, G. Let's go. Let's just recap the last those gear bets, and let's call it a great season. And I'm very grateful that you came on the Max Rat Show and you gave us all
shared
your knowledge.
My expertise, yes, or lack thereof, however you want to view it.
Nah, okay, I still think you're the best there is, G-Man.
We like Green Bay going over 44. We're spitting in the face of the wise guys who bet the total from 46 down to 44. The dome-like conditions in Dallas is going to be offense, offense, offense. We're looking at 38-24, Green Bay, lay the 2.5. And, you know, if it's a tie game at the half, maybe you want to take half your Green Bay action off the table because Roethlisberger can be so game. But I just think Green Bay is a better team up and down. And I'm looking for a high-scoring game and a Green Bay win. We're looking at a 38-24 Green Bay final.
And the line's been moving one way, but you never know. It could turn around, right? We still got a half a week to go.
No, I think it's going to be 3 on Sunday. It's shading 2.5
to
3.
And what about the
over-under? Over-under is down to 44 from 46. That
think
I could.
It's going to continue.
Well, it opened at 46.
Down?
I don't know. I think it's going to go back up. When it opened at 46, I of course, you always think the line is going to move in the direction that you foresee it, the game result. When it opened 46, I said to my friend, bet it quick, it's going to go to 48. And I was wrong there. It went down to 44. But anyway.
Still early because most of the smart money.
Listen, if Pittsburgh wins the coin toss and takes 9 minutes to kick a field goal, then it's like, oh, shit, you don't want the over. But I don't think that's going to be the case. And I don't think you're going to be running the ball too
now,
easily
when
on Green
they,
Bay
now, can you bet after the coin toss?
You know, in
on
some
half?
Some places you can. You can sneak a bet, which is interesting.
Before
because
they kick it off?
Let's just say, for example, Pittsburgh's getting 1 point for the first half. If they win the coin toss, in an offensive game, it's more of an edge to have possession.
I don't see why not.
Right. Now, so, you know, I've done that where I see that it's an offensive game and I bet the team that wins the coin toss with possession in the first half. Big edge.
There you go. It's kind of like waiting until that went right at the end when the horses are in the gate, you know?
Yeah, on a half-mile track when a horse is busting the gate then.
Okay,
you can
so
see
we got Green
front.
Bay over.
Green Bay and over, OVA. Over and out.
All right,
good
G-man.
Luck. Enjoy the game,
great
people.
Season, buddy.
Okay.
Love you, man.
You're the man. Love you, man. All right.
squealing.